G'day, this is Andy, and this is my rant for Friday, 9th of November. The AFR reports today that the Labor Party plans to borrow strategy and campaigning techniques from Barack Obama's election campaign to help convince key groups, including women, to reject Liberal leader Tony Abbott. While Julia Gillard's Jedi Master of Spin, John McTiernan, has linked up with the Obama's camp Spin Masters to learn how to convince everyday Australians that you can, in fact, pick up dog shit from the clean end. Now, both Julia Gillard and Barack Obama do share a number of similarities. They both like to tax and spend and firmly believe in big government. And rather than bring a country together, they both work on the politics of division, with Gillard especially playing the greedy mining billionaires and sexism cards. Now, we all know that Obama is a fine orator, especially when he's reading from his teleprompter, and he does have the skill to hold a room. Julia Gillard, on the other hand, manages to empty a room when she speaks. And Miss Gillard's spin masters, let me tell you, will have their jobs cut out for them, as Julia Gillard and her government are riddled with one Charlie Foxtrot after another. First of all, we all know that she lied to the Australian people regarding the carbon tax.
There will be no carbon tax under the government I lead.
No amount of spin can ever remove that blatant lie. Since Miss Gillard has been PM, she has allowed over 24,556 illegal immigrants to arrive by boat. Good luck trying to spin your way out of that fine mess. And it was Miss Gillard and her sidekick Wayne Swan that put together the mining tax that didn't earn a brass razoo in its first quarter of operation. And since Labor's been in power, Wayne Swan, who once boasted that he'd bring in surpluses greater than Peter Costello, has had nothing but deficit budgets ever since. Thanks to Swan, nearly $148 billion has been slapped on the government credit card, and these clowns have a zero chance of ever delivering a surplus. Now, the Queensland state election was just a practice swing. I know that turkeys don't vote for Christmas, so it's safe to assume that those who rely on government handouts will still support this dishonest government no matter what. But unlike the USA, which stayed with Obama, the tide here has shifted significantly away from Labor and their toxic green partners. Labor in government is a Charlie Foxtrot, and you can't pick up a dog turd from the clean end no matter how you spin it.